Back again to Jimmy Allen. All set to start working on the air movie for Mammoth Pictures, Speed called the pilots together on the field at Tokay, which is to be used as a base for the flying scenes. While giving them their preliminary instructions, Nails Ballou and the pilots working for Pacific Studios roared down over the field in formation. Ballou dove at the group of pilots on the ground and forced them to throw themselves flat. Then Speed and Jimmy took off in a plane. The Mammoth Company pilots took the air to practice formation flying and combat work. In a dive, a large piece of fabric rips from the right wing section of Jimmy's plane.
What do you think, Speed? Shall I try to set her down?
I don't know yet, Jim. How much altitude have we got?
A little over 9,000 feet.
We don't have to decide this minute, Jim. Which direction's the field?
It's over to our right, Speed. I don't think we could glide that far, if that's what you mean.
Now, let me look. Nah, it'll never stretch.
We still got both engines.
I know, but if we're going to try to land this crate, I think it's best not to use the engines. That is, unless we have to.
Why not?
We don't want to put any more pressure on that fabric, Jim, than necessary. The faster we go, the more danger there is of ripping off more fabric.
I get you.
And another thing. That piece that is ripped off is right next to the center section. The slipstream from the engine is going to exert more force than the pressure of the air will in an ordinary glide. How much control you got?
My controls feel a bit sloppy, but I think I can hold her all right.
Well, if no more of that fabric rips off, I think we got a good chance to get down. Now listen, you keep her in the flattest glide you can and still maintain control. What does your airspeed show?
A little better than 140.
Well, that's too fast. She won't stall for a while, Jim.
I'd better try to get as near the field as I can.
Well, don't try to stretch your glide too far. You'd better pick out a field you know you can get to. Boy, I'd rather walk an extra mile or two than pick one of these struts out of my skull.
Well, the same here. Uh-oh, look, Speed. Over there to the right. Between us and our own field, do you see? Just over the ridge there. It looks like there's a flat stretch of desert.
Now, let me look. Yeah, that looks all right. But now, you got to watch this desert country. In lots of places, the sand is too soft. Sometimes that mesquite is higher than it looks from the air.
Okay, Speed, I'll watch it. Anyway, I know I can get in there.
These confounded old jobs. I was afraid something like this would happen.
Speed, what do you suppose happened to that fabric?
It's just rotten, Jim, that's all. I'll bet the ship hadn't been recovered since the last war. It's been redoped and repainted so much, it's just about ready to fall to pieces. There goes another piece out near the right wingtip this time.
Well, how big a piece, Speed? Now, you can see better from back there than I can.
Wing it over, Jim, and I'll take a look. I'm afraid that was a large section. Yes, it was. And there's a piece of it dangling back over the aileron. Can you work your controls all right?
Yeah, I can work them all right, but I don't get much response.
Now, look, Jim, if any more of that fabric rips off, we're going to have to jump for it. How much altitude have you got?
Almost 4,000.
Well, I keep headed toward that field you picked out, but be ready to leave this thing at a moment's notice.
Okay.
Now, here comes Ramsey. He's waving to us.
Where are the other ships?
Now, they're behind him, but they're coming up fast.
Hey, look, Speed. Ramsey's trying to signal us.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I see. There's a real pilot for you, Jim. He's motioning to us to jump out.
Gee, these controls are getting worse, Speed. You know, I'm just wondering. Suppose I get close to the ground and the controls get any worse or some more linen rips off.
Yeah, I was thinking of that myself. After we get below 1,000 feet, it's taking an awful chance to bail out.
Well, look out there, Speed. On that right wing. See how that fabric is vibrating.
Yeah, I think there's another rip starting there, Jim. Now get ready to jump now.
I'm all set, Speed. But if we have to jump, remember, you've got to go first. I'm the pilot this time.
All right, Captain. Now watch it. There's a slit started in that fabric. As soon as the air gets in, the whole section will rip out.
Well, there it goes, both right and left. Well, Jim and you can see the rips.
Okay, there's no use waiting any longer, Jim. It's too much of a chance to take. Out we go.
Right. Well, gee, I can hardly feel the controls any longer. We're beginning to lose altitude awfully fast, Pete. Now listen, when you yell, I'll kick the left rudder. Then you jump out the left side. That way, the horizontal stabilizer will be out of your way.
Okay, Jim. As soon as I'm out, you follow me.
Right.
I'm ready. Here I go.
Oh, that's the stuff. Oh, good. He's away okay. Now for me. I'll cut this switch and pull the nose up. There. Now for this safety belt. There. All set. Well, here I go.
Crying out loud, Jim, what are you doing there?
Ooh, well, I got down all right, Speed, but ouch. Before I could get the chute collapsed, it dragged me into this doggone cactus bush. Every time I... Ooh, I get about a dozen more quills in me.
Well, hold it, kid, until I get there. Now, now. Here, hold still and I'll pull you out.
Ouch! Be careful, will you, Speed?
Oh, boy. I never saw a funnier sight in my life. You look as though you'd been sleeping with about 10 porcupines.
Well, I feel that way, too. Start picking these quills out, will you? But take it easy. Ouch!
Hey, at that rate, you'll be saying ouch 100 times.
Well, come on. We might as well get this over with. I'll help you pull them out. You get what I can't reach, and I'll take the rest.
Now, there's Ramsey. He's pointing over that way.
Probably the direction of the field. I think it should be over there anyway.
Well, I guess we're all set now. Do you feel better?
Yeah, a little bit better. Hey, what do we do with our parachutes?
Well, there's a sort of a desert road runs along in the bottom of that ravine. We'll just leave our chutes next to it and send for them later on.
Hey, where did the plane hit?
Right over this ridge next to it. It's on our way back to the field, so we'll get a good look at it.
Okay, let's go.
Boy, I sure like these new chutes we got, Jim. Did you notice how quick mine opened?
No, I was too busy getting away from the ship. But I saw how mine worked all right. It opened so quickly, I was almost afraid I'd pulled the ripcord too soon, and I thought I was going to get tangled up with a tail.
Yeah, now, you got to watch that, especially when you got plenty of altitude. However, you ever jump close to the ground, you got to take the gamble. Well, here's a wreck. Boy, did you ever see a better crash than that?
Wow. Boy, you were certainly right. Just look at it. It's just a heap now.
Yeah. How much chance do you think we'd have had if we'd stayed with that ship?
Oh, not one in a million.
Hey, look at this aileron, Jim, where it is broken into. You see? On the outside, where it's varnished, it looks all right.
Oh, yeah.
But you can dig the inside out with your fingernail. That's dry rot, nothing else.
Oh, look at this fabric over here, Speed. Well, you can push your finger through it without half trying.
Yeah, I know it. Boy, these ships are in terrible condition. I'm going to make a thorough inspection of every one. Any of them I find that are as bad as this, or even anywhere near as bad, I'm going to condemn.
Oh, I sure wish Flash would get here. He was supposed to arrive this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah, the old scamp. If he's not at that field when we get back, I'll send him another wire.
Well, I'd feel a lot better to know that Flash was going over our ships before we flew him. I know he never allowed a plane to take off that wasn't right.
Now, come on, kid. Let's hit this road over here. We got a long, long hike ahead of us.
Oh, look, Speed, look. There comes one of our planes.
Yeah, you're right, it is. And there's another following him.
Why, it's Ramsey. He's pointing over to the north.
Oh, I get it. He flew back to the field, got one of the planes and a pilot for the other ship, and then he came back for us. He's pointing to that field you picked out to land in, you see? There he comes, gliding down.
Right you are. You know, Speed, I like him a lot. He's a real fella.
Yeah, sure he is. I'll swear by that Britisher any time.
You know, I kind of had the idea that the English weren't, well, they weren't too friendly.
Ah, that's one of the bad things about war, Jim. It engenders feelings among people that are utterly without foundation. Don't you ever think for a minute that the British are any different than we are. We're all made in the same mold, you know.
Well, here we are. Oh, and there's Ramsey waiting for us on the edge of the field.
Hello there, my friends. Oh, it's good to see you alive. I was very much alarmed, I tell you, when I saw what happened to your plane. I'm glad you jumped instead of trying to land. Are you both all right?
Yeah, we're all right, Reginald. Thanks a lot. Jimmy here fell into a cactus patch, but outside of that, we're okay.
I flew back to the field and returned for you. Phelps is in the other plane.
Oh, that's mighty kind of you, Reggie. It'll save us quite a hike.
There's a man back at the field that's very much concerned over your safety.
Oh, the nail's below, is it?
No, he was there and inquired about your health. But he didn't seem to be at all happy over your escape.
Well, that's not surprising. Who is this man you're talking about?
I think he called himself, Flash.
Oh, you mean Flash Lewis?
Righto. Flash Lewis it was.
Good old Flash. Well, I'm sure glad he's here. We'll be just as glad to see him as he is to see us. Well, Jim, you pile in with Phelps, and I'll get in with Reginald.
Okay, Speed.
All set, Reggie. Give her the gun.
Righto.
You old scalawag. Where you been so long?
Well, you know, I was just visiting relatives of mine in San Diego.
I don't suppose you went across the line to Caliente, did you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that I didn't. As long as I was that close, it seemed kind of foolish not to.
How much money did you lose, Flash?
Oh, listen, Speed. twice yesterday I bet horses on a nose, and both of them came through. What do you know about that?
You've been pretty lucky down there. Take my advice and never go near a racetrack again.
Hi there, Flash. Oh, gee, I'm glad to see you.
Hiya, Jim. How are you? Understand you just got through making a stunt fight.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. How do you like these planes around here, Alan?
Oh, I guess they'd be all right if they were in shape.
I'm glad you came up, Baloo. I got something to tell you. You can break your own fool neck if you want to, but you're not going to kill any of my pilots with your crazy flying.
What's the matter, Robertson? I thought you were the famous combat pilot. Maybe you're getting a little soft in your old age.
Now, that'll be enough of that. I'll do my own flying and you do yours. But the next time you pull a stunt like you did this afternoon, you and I are going to tangle.
Well, Robertson, all I can say is this. I'll fly any time and any way I like. If anyone gets in the way, that's his hard luck. You can take it or lump it.
Excitement seems to be brewing on the Tokay field. Don't fail to tune in to the next exciting episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.